Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Friday. Going to be clouds and sun, breezy again, high near 50 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 46. In Burlington, it's 41. 48 Milwaukee, 50 degrees in Racine. As Kenosha firefighters and paramedics were dealing with a rollover accident in the 1600 block of 18th Street just after 2 o'clock this morning, a full response was called out for a house on fire at 5125 62nd Street. First arriving unit confirmed a 911 caller's report of smoke and flames at the back of that small one-story home. Everybody did get out safely before that, but later on, a med unit took somebody into St. Catherine's Medical Center. There was also initial concern about the flames possibly reaching oxygen tanks inside. How the fire began and the damage amount to be determined by an investigator called to the scene. It was more than two dozen fire departments that were involved in that response to an apartment complex fire near the UW-Whitewater campus Wednesday night that sent dozens of residents, students, and others scrambling to safety. Sarah Downs and her daughter Jada were fearing for their lives at that point.
The whole hallway was engulfed in flames, then it spread to the other hallway. And then there was an explosion in the front of the building. Just knowing that it was spreading that fast, it was pretty scary.
The school provided shelter for those who needed a place to stay. The Red Cross came in to look at beyond the immediate need. Cause of the fire, still under investigation. Witnesses say that a woman who died when she was struck by a semi-truck on northbound I-94 yesterday near the College Avenue off-ramp, she had run into the roadway in front of that truck. Oak Creek Fire Emergency personnel tried life-saving measures at the scene, but the woman, whose identity is unknown, passed away. The northbound lanes closed for about 90 minutes for the rescue personnel to be on scene and the subsequent investigation. In Milwaukee, a 30-year-old man now in custody for the hit-and-run death of a 5-year-old girl last Sunday. That accident involving the owner of the SUV being arrested, as well as now her boyfriend accused of being the driver. Girl killed while holding hands with her mother and walking to church. Well, in light of all the leaf raking or leaf blowing taking place lately, and more to come, of course, you may not know it, but there were more than 40,000 leaf raking-related injuries reported around the country in 2014. Dr. Santosh Thomas is with the Cleveland Clinic, says part of the problem goes directly into what tools are being used to get the job done.
Sometimes the rakes are too small for some people, sometimes they're too long, so make sure it's the right size for you so you don't have to do too far of a reaching or bend way too much if it's too short.
That's if you're using a rake, of course. Dr. Thomas suggests keeping the hips and the shoulders moving toward the work instead of twisting your back. That can avoid the kinds of injuries your fellow citizens may be complaining about lately. Aldermen in Kenosha warned about more requests from property owners to rescind or try to reduce inspection fees. This is the administration attempts to increase building code compliance in the city by assessing more of those fees. The fees are imposed when inspectors have to make multiple visits to check on the progress of work that is required by the city to bring properties up to code. Administrator Frank Bassetti telling the aldermen this week that in the past, city has been more than lenient, in his words, with property owners having multiple infractions, as long as they were doing something and leading to the inspectors repeatedly visiting those properties without assessing inspection fees.
And that led to a good number of problems, especially code compliance within the inner city, with people kind of playing a game with this, right? So if there's 14 things to do, let's do the easiest thing. We come back in 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months. We did one little thing, give them some more time. Then they do another little thing, give them some more time.
Bassetti believes the reinspection fee assessments will be increasing along with requests to rescind the fees as the city tries again to gain code compliance from city property owners. Last night, the Kenosha County Board adopted a 2017 budget after more than 2 hours of debate, most of it on a proposal to cut the county's funding to the organization that runs the Kemper Center. While more than a dozen people, mostly employees or volunteers at Kemper Center, urged and pleaded for funding not to be reduced. Supervisor Jill Gilmore made the motion to cut $100,000 to Kemper Center Incorporated, said she and the other supervisors, well, they needed a better accounting of how the money is being spent.
I just don't see enough effort by either the administration or the various committees that reviewed this budget to try to challenge some of the spending that's being proposed so that we could give the taxpayers a break. It's real easy to say, oh, it's only $5 or $10, $15, whatever the case may be, until it's you have to pay your tax bill.
Supervisor Terry Rose argued that it would cost a lot more for the county to operate the park and many programs that are being offered there.
I have no idea why they just didn't say, guys, we can do it at zero, label as a goodwill towards our taxpayers. At the end of the year, we're not going to notice this 1.7 because it's going to be lost or made up in lost revenues, over gain revenue, county tax that we underestimated, health insurance expenses that we are guessing at.
That's Supervisor Greg Ritzlaff. Supporting the budget felt reducing the levy, though, by $1.7 million was a real possibility. A motion to use general fund reserves to reduce the levy increased to zero was ruled out of order for violating a previously approved policy against doing just that. Amendment to cut the $100,000 to Kemper Center, and along with another proposal to reduce the payment by $5,000, also failed. Budget presented by the Finance Committee approved on a 19-4 vote. Racine Water and Wastewater Utilities General Manager Keith Haas will not be leaving that position after being named one of three finalists for the dual position of Assistant City Administrator and Public Works Director in Davenport, Iowa. That city's current Assistant Public Works Director, Nicole Gleason, was chosen this week for the job, for which Haas and another candidate from Ohio had recently interviewed as the finalists. Haas began his career as a project manager for the Army Corps of Engineers. Then he moved to Racine, was the Assistant Commissioner of Public Works, later shifting over to the Water Wastewater Utility. One of the discussion points for the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole this week on the 2017 budget involved a new position for the Office of City Development and how it should be paid for, the general fund or with intergovernmental dollars. Alderman Sandy Widener understands the need for the position, but she felt the IG fund was better and available funding for a source.
We also, in 2017, are funding through this intergovernmental fund a coordinator or director position for the bid district in Uptown. That's okay to use the IG funds for, but it's not okay for us to fund one for our own internal use and take that position off the backs of the property taxpayers. That doesn't make any sense to me.
City Attorney Scott Letney said in general, use of the intergovernmental account is project-based, though the door did appear open to the council allowing other requests.
At least as established by the ordinance that exists today. Now, it's the council's ordinance, but it's an ordinance that's in place. And one thing I need to add is, according to 46-268, there's a requirement that the Common Council solicit the recommendation of the Redevelopment Authority of the city regarding the eligibility of proposed projects.
The council committee voted down a proposed budget amendment to switch funding the new position to the IG fund. The 2017 city budget in Racine is recommended. We'll get a final vote of the council next Tuesday night. The executive director of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated, Christopher Nauman, resigned from that position suddenly on Tuesday, board of directors making it public late yesterday morning. Nauman resigning effective immediately to, quote, pursue other employment opportunities, according to a DKI news release. Board President Kevin Irvin, in a statement, says that they are appreciative of the time and the effort put in by Mr. Nauman as the executive director and wish him the best in his future endeavors. That release also says that until the search for a new director can be initiated, the board will manage the affairs for the nonprofit. A part-time interim director may be sought. A zoning change that would allow future expansion of the National Guard Armory in Kenosha was okayed this week by the City Council. Larry Nelson of Bain Nelson Incorporated telling the alderman that the State Department of Military Affairs had made an acceptable offer for about 24 acres of the land owned by the company near the current armory, which is west of 39th Avenue.
The land is being purchased by the state for use by the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs to expand their existing facility. This land, as most of you know, is part of the KAT marshaling yard for Merrick Motors cars in the 50s and 60s.
The land will be eventually used for the addition to the armory. The rezoning request and required amendment to the city's land use plan unanimously supported by the council. What might seem to the public like a less than interested response by Racine County to the city of Racine's inquiry about becoming a partner in a lakefront event center to potentially house at least one minor league sports team and allow other events not now possible with the civic center, that does not preclude behind-the-scenes communication. WRJN News has learned recently that Common Council President Dennis Weiser sent a response letter to County Board Chairman Rusty Clark about his earlier communication to the city. Weiser's letter to Clark notes an ongoing review of different funding options for the project, all aimed at reducing the need for local tax levy dollars. Weiser telling Clark the funding details are critical to any final decisions, and that is what is happening now. It is not intended as an adverse attitude toward the county. And just a reminder, this is Veterans Day, and a bunch of ceremonies are scheduled around the area. Racine has its annual Veterans Day gathering, 10 o'clock this morning at Memorial Hall. Governor Walker is set to attend the Veterans Day ceremony at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Home in Union Grove at 11 o'clock this morning. And in Kenosha, a noon ceremony sponsored by the Kenosha Area Vietnam Veterans at Library Park. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.